Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Hidden somewhere under its moonbeams and starlight, its diamond days and ebony nights, popular music sets aside a corner for imperfection, insufficiency, and aging. You bet.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Your accusations and your behavior hurt somebody you're supposed to care about. The easy assumption is that you've been betrayed, and there's certainly a lot of that going around. But innocence has its own pitfalls of ignorance and inadequacy. These songs take us from instruction to accusation, and they're amusing in the bargain. Cyril Richard, Never Trust a Virgin, and Margaret Young, Insufficient Sweetie.
Never trust a virgin.
Never trust a virgin, don't ever trust a virgin.
A prissy little missy with her eyes cast low.
Never trust a hussy.
A hussy who is fussy about her status quo. A virgin is an amateur whose limitations limit her. A burning hot thermometer with ice on her perimeter. She'll turn a fellow's noodle with her mirthful and her merry air. Then leave him like a poodle with his tail between his derriere.
The man is right, he's the truth, though the truth is a clue. To me and my youth, it's ABC, B-A-D, B-A-D. She wouldn't need us dirty with her flirty puritanity.
A virgin is a scourge.
She's never had her scourge.
The trouble with a virgin is she's always on the verge.
Worst.
Her method is reversed. She'll lead a horse to water and then let him die of thirst. A virgin's mind is sinister.
Her inner thoughts would burn us up.
How can you trust a spinster who's always got her furnace up?
Always got her furnace up.
A virgin's only credo is a habit that inhibits her, with which she could torpedo the libido of a kibitzer.
Our cause is lost.
Your applesauce.
Applesauce.
Total frost.
Total frost.
Cause is lust.
Table for tea,
dirty tricks like these could not occur to Aristophanes. To recapitulate, don't ever trust a virgin.
Don't ever
trust a virgin. Listen to me, Henry Lee. Speaking confidentially. I've got something to tell you, interested as can be. Now I'm not going to use restraint while I'm making this complaint, and it won't take very long to tell you just what's wrong. Insufficient, sweetie, you haven't got the kind of love for me. Insufficient, sweetie, you're just as insufficient as can be. The man I love must be a real world beater, with a kiss that kicks like a Colt repeater. You may have been fast in days that are gone, but someone surely put your air brakes on. Insufficient, sweetie, you're slower than a train in a Kentor. Listen to me while I tell you true. You ought to go back to the country, to the tall, tall grass, and watch the snails and turtles go whizzing past. 'Cause insufficient, sweetie, your sweetie's too sufficient for you. When I go step
Cyril Richard was Jacques Offenbach and E.Y. Harburg's Never Trust a Virgin, and Margaret Young with Cliff Edwards and Gilbert Wells' Insufficient Sweetie. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Some of these songs are observations, others accusations or confessions. People look at somebody else across a room or a table, or they gaze into a mirror. What they see doesn't necessarily reassure. As Fran Lebowitz once said in a different context, all God's children are not beautiful. Most of God's children are, in fact, barely presentable. But you still have to climb out of bed every day. Faith Prince sings, I do the best I can with what I've got.
I am the toast of the town, I once boasted. I, in my elegant gown, was most toasted. But now my toast, if I even have bread, is burnt. And so now I boast that this lesson instead I have learnt. I'm a girl who's living day to day, never shun whatever comes my way. Other people plan, other people plot, I do what I can with what I got. Found a little talent where I'm strong. Oh, found a little place where I belong. For this little span I have in this spot, I do what I can with what I got. Girls are broke who banked on banks. Take what's offered and give thanks. Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. That's how you get through. Learning how to live within my means. Oh, I have eaten lots of pork and beans. Haven't got a pan, haven't got a pot, only got the can. That's all I got. Assets I have found can come and go. I, for one, fall back on what I know. Sometimes a divan, sometimes just a cot. I do what I can with what I got. I, for one, am one for making do. Oh, like to see what I could make of you. Mr. Fancy Dan, give a girl a shot. I do what I can with what I got. To expand, don't lose hold of what you have in hand. So what if a man hasn't got a lot? I do what I can with what he's got. I use it up, I wear it out, I make do or do without.
Thank you.
Faith Prince with Larry Grossman and Ellen Fitzhugh's I Do the Best I Can with What I've Got. Fran Lebowitz also said, "The most common error made in matters of appearance is the belief that one should disdain the superficial and let the true beauty of one's soul shine through. If there are places on your body where this is a possibility, you are not attractive, you are leaking. So live it up and take what you can get." Yvonne Room, I'd Like to Hate Myself in the Morning, and Mary Martin, Ain't It a Shame About Mame.
I'd like to hate myself in the morning and raise a little hell tonight. I've got the urge to carouse and maybe raise a few brows, cut loose and pull all the stops out. Who cares if they call the cops out? I'd like to wake at noon feeling guilty and know somehow that something isn't quite right. I'd like to hate myself in the morning and raise a little hell tonight. Somehow that something isn't quite right. I'd like to lift my lids in the morning and wonder who I kissed, wonder who I missed. I just might hate myself in the morning, but what a dandy time I'll have tonight.
About Mame, she has only herself to blame. She can't go to the picnics in Hooligan's Grove. No corned beef and cabbage is cooked on her stove. She married Sir Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame about Mame? Ain't it a crime what she did? Sure, she's only a crazy kid. Now she has to talk fancy and eat caviar and look like those pictures in Harper's Bazaar and try to find happiness just the same. Ain't it a shame, poor May? Now she has to be social, has to go to the nightclub, has to dance like a Cuban and still act like a lady. Oh, to think that a child of Michael Grady would marry Sir Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame about May? About Mame. Now she's lost all her spark and flame. She wears sables instead of a skirt and a blouse and has to keep shoes on when she's in the house. She married Sir Reginald, oh, what's his name? Ain't it a shame? Looks like a frame. How did he tame poor Mame?
Yvonne Room with John Mayer's I'd Like to Hate Myself in the Morning, and Mary Martin with Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke's Ain't It a Shame About Mame. Somebody more experienced probably thinks she's invulnerable, but all it takes is a no-good man who's doing her wrong. Most of these songs don't feel like the blues, but the bleaker they get, the closer they get to the blues. This is Bessie Smith. Bessie Smith with Fred Longshaw's I've Been Mistreated and I Don't Like It. These songs have begun to lean toward love, though it's often unreturned, unrequited, or unacknowledged. Even when a love affair's going well, it's fragile. This one, though, stands love on its ear. You're supposed to be able to blame the other person. Not this time, as Frank and Nancy Sinatra sing Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Frank and Nancy Sinatra with C. Carson Park's Something Stupid. The songs begin to lean all the way to marriage, but always with twists and turns along the way. The chords are snarled. They hold together, but they get awfully tangled along the way, beginning with something resembling a proposal. We start on the bright side despite differences in class and just about everything else. Sylvia McNair and Hal Cazalet, Tell Me Your Troubles, Cutie, and Mary Hatcher, Fred Wayne, and Will Irwin, Affable Balding Me.
I wonder why you look so sad.
I'm feeling blue.
Perhaps you'll find it not so bad, so cheer up, do.
My troubles make me gloomy, for life's gone wrong.
If you will tell them to me,
they won't last long.
So won't you tell me all your troubles, cutie? I'm waiting here to listen while you do.
Oh.
I hate to see you feel so blue. Come on and tell me, dearie, and I will comfort you. Oh, come along and tell me all about it. Some way to fix it we are sure to see. If you've a pal to help you out, you'll find there's nothing much for you to fuss about. You'll soon forget your troubles, cutie, if you will tell them all to me.
You've something on your mind.
I'm worried too.
To me you've been so nice and kind. I must help you.
Oh no, I won't start whining.
Ugh.
Please don't mind me.
Oh yes, the silver lining we're sure to see. So won't you tell all your troubles, cutie. I'm waiting here to listen while you do.
Oh.
I hate to see you feel so blue. Come on and tell me, dearie, and I will comfort you. Come along and tell me all about it. Some way to fix it we are sure to see. If you've a pal to help you out, you'll find there's nothing much for you to fuss about. You'll soon forget your troubles, cutie, if you will tell them all to me.
Won't you tell me all your troubles, cutie? I'm waiting here to listen while you do. I hate to see you feel so blue.
come on and tell me, dearie, and I will comfort you. Oh, come along and tell me all about it. Some way to fix it we are sure to see. If you've a pal to help you out, you'll find there's nothing much for you to fuss about. You'll soon forget your troubles, cutie, if you will tell them all to me. You'll soon forget your troubles, cutie, if you will tell them all to me.
Hardly a thought for older heads, but vital you may be sure. Favorite sport for average couple at week's end remained amour. Many a John and Mary, neath many a leafy bough, quoted the dictionary, as I to you do now. Consider the thing this way, how wonderful it would be if beautiful, ample, bosomed you loved affable, balding me. My relatives all would say, a chip off the old block he, if fresh as a daisy, windswept you loved socially, top drawer me. Tradition states, although science disproves that opposites attract, we're perfect mates, so I think it behooves both you and me to act. Don't think about just us two, but think of our progeny. The children all would have my IQ and your physiognomy. If our glass figured, long-stemmed you loved popular Back Bay me.
Consider the thing this way, how out of place I would be if letterman, Yale man, Ed man, you loved Dallas from RFD. Your dowager aunts would say, no stork club balloon girl she, if clothes made to order penthouse you loved mail order smokehouse me. As Ma and Pa, just suppose our wild oats came not as we rehearsed, said playwright Shaw in some notable quotes, suppose it were reversed. Then what should we ever do to rescue our progeny? If all the children had my IQ and your physiognomy, if Spindleshank, chestless, no chin you loved ignorant bird-brained me.
Sylvia McNair and Hal Cazalet with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's Tell Me Your Troubles, Cutie, and Mary Hatcher, Fred Wayne, and Will Irwin with Johnny Mercer, Gene DePaul, and Robert Emmett Dolan's Affable Balding Me. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. What better way to treat the maulings of a marriage than in a wacky song right out of Two-A-Day Vaudeville? Unless, of course, you prefer to tell a comic story and spice it up with a calypso beat. The song is a comedy in three scenes with three characters, Mama, Papa, and Junior. But I still haven't figured out who the main character is and who's the butt of the joke. Maybe it doesn't matter as we flop forward from one generation to the next. Sarah Rubin sings Shame and Scandal.
Jamaica was a family with much confusion, as you will see. There was a mama and a papa, a boy who was grown, wanted to marry up a wife of his own. He found a young girl who suited him nice. He went to his papa to ask his advice. His papa said, "Son, I have to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know." Oh, misery, shame and scandal in the family. Oh, misery, shame and scandal in the family. Well, the week went by and summer came down. Soon the best cook on the island he found. He went to his papa to make a date. His papa shook his head and to him he did say, "Boy, you can't marry that girl. Still have to say no. She is your sister too, but your mama don't know." Oh, misery, shame and scandal in the family. Oh, misery, shame and scandal in the family. He went to his mama, he covered his head. He told his mama what his papa had said. His mama, she laughed, she said, "Go, man, go. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know." Oh, misery, shame and scandal in the family. Oh, misery, shame and scandal in the family.
Sarah Rubin with Huon Donaldson and Slim Henry Brown's Shame and Scandal. Making decisions so they can go bad, finding yourself adrift in a sea of accident and missed opportunity, but finding a way to keep going. That's the trick, even when something is completely beyond your control. You may watch its arrival with poignance or truth-telling, a touch of melancholy or rambunctiousness, even youthful acceptance. Jose Ferrer, How Do You Do, Middle Age, and Terry White and Jim Dale, Thank God I'm Old.
What's wrong? What's wrong? I'm behaving like an utter fool. I've always hitherto seen clearly what to do and remained restrained and cool. But since this idiotic girl appeared with her sentimental ignorance and youth, though I merely asked her to sup with me, she's made me feel the years are catching up with me, and that now I must compromise slightly and politely face the truth. How do you do, middle age? How do, middle age? Autumn winds begin to blow, and so I'd better unbend my mind to you, though you know I'm not quite yet resigned to you. More relaxation, more ease, more time for snoozing. What consolation are these for those amusing pleasures I'm losing? Shall I survive this decade? Or shall I merely fade out, done for, played out? What are your designs for the final page? Give me a clue, over to you, middle. It's too absurd to let myself become morose, disconsolate and lacrimose and dull, because a nattering, chattering ingenue is making me feel I'm 92. instead of a muscular 45. I've still got teeth, I'm still alive. My legs still take me where I want to go. And so I'm damned if I let this little whippersnapper lay me low. A feather-brained guy with a small part minx, who never draws breath and seldom thinks, who teases my amorous appetites and then recites the Bill of Rights and lectures me about my son and heir. I swear I'll not let this dizzy little busybody see I care. I care. Why should I so upset myself, let myself get myself in a state of acute dismay? Because some years have passed away. Why should I crucify myself, sigh myself, by myself, when I still feel bright of eye, clear of brain, and ready to start from scratch all over again? Da-da-da-da-dee-da-da, don't jump the gun, middle age. Life is still fun, middle age. I'm not ready to kowtow just now, and impotently unbend to you. Stay away and wait until I send for you. Must taxes paid on the past be retroactive? Waves of self-pity are pretty unattractive when you're still active. Don't be so dumb, middle age. Spare me that glum recital, I'm still vital. I've enough bombast for one last rampage. Leave it to me, fiddle-dee-dee, middle age.
When you see the shape the world is in, when the way it is ain't what it's been, when folks just care for gold, thank God I'm old. When you take a gander at the news, when you hear the language people use, when no sweet songs are sung, I don't wanna be young. Daddy time, he doesn't fret me. Should he spy me, that don't upset me. Let him eye me, come and get me. That's fun by me. Age don't worry me. When you see the way folks misbehave, when it's only good times that they crave, when kids are much too bold, thank God I'm old. When there ain't no green men left alive, when they tell you three men out of five end up locked up or hung, I don't wanna be young.
From Noel Coward's score to The Girl Who Came to Dinner, Jose Ferrer, How Do You Do, Middle Age? And from Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's score to Barnum, Terry White and Jim Dale, Thank God I'm Old. Between 1920 and 1950, the three decades of the Great American Songbook, most songwriters were men, And when it came to romancing and courting, men were supposed to be the pursuers. So most songs that limit themselves to a single sex are about women. But there are some about men, some romantic, but some not. Some days women just plain get fed up. Lilo sings Every Man is a Stupid Man, and Lisa Kirk follows with The Gentleman is a Dope.
But I understand why they're so in demand. For a woman must confess. Yes, every man is a stupid man. Stupid man, stupid man. Every man is a stupid man. Except the man you love. Every man is an awful fool. Awful fool, awful fool. Every man is an awful fool, except the fool you love. Good or bad man, gay or sad man, young or old man, hot or cold man, poor or rich man, no matter which man, they are all the same. Every man is a nincompoop, nincompoop, nincompoop. Every man is an nincompoop, except the poop you love. Every man is ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. Every man is ridiculous, except the loss you love. Every man is a silly goose, silly goose, silly goose. Every man is a silly goose, except the goose you love. Big or little, soft or brittle, quick or lazy, sane or crazy, thin or pudgy, even a judgy, they are all the same. Every man is a perfect ass, perfect ass, perfect ass. Every man is a perfect ass, except the man you love.
The boss gets on my nerves. I've got a good mind to quit. I've taken all I can. It's time to get up and git and move to another job or maybe another town. The gentleman burns me up. The gentleman gets me down. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumble from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well as I. The gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look. crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. He'll never belong to me.
Taxi! The gentleman is a dope. The gentleman is a dope. Hey, Jack. Oh, hell, I'll walk.
From Cole Porter's score to Can Can, Lilo with Every Man is a Stupid Man, and from Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein's score to Allegro, Lisa Kirk, The Gentleman is a Dope. Songs often idealize women and turn them into something ethereal and eternal. But men hang on to something physical. Love may lift them, but they never quite get away from gravity. The result is something a little grubby and a lot funny. It might be a close look at a single individual or a conclusion about most of us. Either way, here we are. Andre DeShields and Ken Page, Fat and Greasy, and Mary Martin, Most Gentlemen Don't Like Love.
Sweet perfumes are made from fat.
Not the kind that comes from this greasy cat. There's a fragrance in his clothes,
but it ain't one like you never smelled in a row.
Talk about it.
Oh man, that fool is fat and greasy.
Hot or cold,
he's fat and greasy. Head, heel, fat and greasy. A big fat greasy fool.
He's got two big fat liver lips.
Shakes like jelly round his hips.
He's a wiggling, waddling shine.
With his big fat arch, what's his name?
What's his name?
A man, that fool is fat and greasy.
Hot or cool?
He's fat and greasy. Fat and greasy. A big fat greasy fool.
Is all that the fickle male ever
had in his head, for most gentlemen don't like love. I've been in love, and I know what I'm talking of, and oh, to my woe, I have found they just like to kick it around. In the clover, and then when it's over, so long, and what is your name? Oh, most gentlemen don't like love. I've been in love, and I know what I'm talking of, and oh, to my woe, I have found they just like to kick it around. Is all Jackie Harner means when he mentions romance. For most gentlemen don't like love. I've been in love, and I know what I'm talking of, and oh, to my woe, I have found they just like to kick it around.
André DeShields and Ken Page with Porter Granger and Charlie Johnson's Fat and Greasy, and Mary Martin with Cole Porter's Most Gentlemen Don't Like Love. What used to be hanging around turned into hanging out, turned into messing around. It's wasting time in a way that's silly or playful or without purpose, so it's bound to annoy somebody, probably an adult. But it's also a spontaneous dance that changes each time you do it. You have nothing to risk when spontaneity takes the place of purpose. You go down low and you come up slow, and that's a pretty good way to end the hour. Carol Lee, Messin' Around.
We'll be right back.
Carol Lee, Messin' Around. And mess is a pretty good way to describe what the songs have taken us through. The cluttered, confusing, often cacophonous way we have of getting through whatever's there. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.